Tell your neighbor, God wants to guard your feet.
God wants to preserve your feet from all disease.
But the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength no man shall prevail. Are you with me so far? God wants to guard your feet. Have you believed in Jesus Christ? Yes. Have you received Jesus as your personal Savior? Yes. You've got good feet. You actually got beautiful feet.
Amen.
I will not accept any diagnosis against my feet. I know a saint that was told by the doctor that he had a flat feet and he would have problem all his life. We prayed against that statement. He changed his mind. He now runs and he's good at it. Why would you say that? Because God will guard your feet. You are a saint. And how is it going to work? It's not through man's strength. It's through the power of God that we will have feet and knees strengthened. Tell your neighbor, you have the feet of Christ. Therefore, we are not going to accept any diagnosis or negative word pronounced against our feet. Say amen.
Amen.
In Psalms 116, verse 9, there's a powerful promise. Listen to these words here. I will not crawl before the Lord in the land of the living. Tell your neighbor, you're not a crawler. We're gonna walk. I refuse to have a stick. I refuse to have a walker. Are you with me? Because God's word says that I will walk before the Lord. End of story. I refuse to be ferried in a wheelchair to the house of my God. Because he says that I will walk before him in the land of the living. So as long as you and I are on planet Earth, we will walk.
Amen.
Not crawl. Therefore, if somebody is going to come and give some nonsense diagnosis against my feet, against my knees, my joints, I refuse to take it. Because God's word promises that I'm going to walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Say amen.
Amen.
In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 23, we learn that God is going to strengthen your knees and your legs. Read it with me. Then did I make my point?
Yes.
We are no crawlers. We are no stumblers. Tell your neighbor, you're not a stumbler.
You're not a stumbler.
What? Yes. God's words promise that we will walk, not crawl. We will walk. And we'll walk safely. And our foot will not stumble. Therefore, any diagnosis given against my joints, against my knees, against my foot, I refuse it. I denounce it. I renounce it. And I crush it under the blood of Jesus. Because God's promise for my knees, for my foot, for my joints, is that they're going to be strong and I will walk safely in my way. Our foot will not stumble. Is that correct?
Yes.
I want you to reach out to your neighbor and say, I reverse any diagnosis against your joints, your knees, and your foot. In Jesus' name. You will walk safely. End of story.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We're still together, right?
Yes.
You may think, you know, preacher, I hear what you're saying. This is something that happens when Jesus was on planet Earth, but another man cannot do that. Yes, another man can do it. God is so interested about you and I having healthy joints, healthy knees, healthy feet, that he allowed another man to do the same thing that he did. In the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 6, we find something interesting. We've got this dude sitting down at the entrance of the church, begging for money. And he was sick for 38 years. Now, some translations say that he was 40 years. 40. Whatever it was, doesn't matter. And he begged for alms every day at the entrance of the temple. He sees Peter and John coming. Oh, here comes the preacher guys. They must be generous. He stretched his hand. Why? He couldn't walk. Is that correct? Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have. But what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Now, Brother Harry, put the next verse in there. "And he took him by the hand and lifted him up. And immediately, oh, come on, guys. Are you sleepy or something? Let's read it. "And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately, I want you to reach out to the person close to you and say, I command your feet and your ankle bones to receive strength right now in Jesus' name. Right now. In Jesus' name." This wasn't Jesus, it was the boys. And in the same way today, you who believe in Jesus Christ shall do the same work that he did. Don't take the diagnosed. Don't bow to it. Don't sit like a duck. It's interesting, he says, immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Isn't that what it says? What that means, preacher, that God is interested on your ankle bones, on your feet and your knees and all your joints. Watch this. Brother Harry, can I have the NLT on here? And then the backslider translation. "Then Peter took the lame man by the right hand and helped him up. And as he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed and strengthened." I will not accept any diseases spoken against my bones, against my feet, against my joints. Now watch how crazy it gets. "He grabbed him by the right hand and pulled him up. In an instant, his feet and ankles became firm." I want you to reach out to somebody and say, "I declare that you have a firm feet and ankles. In Jesus' name." Let's go real quick to Hebrews 12:13. Listen to this. "And make straight path for your feet, so that what is lame, but rather..." Reach out to your neighbor and say, "If there's anything lame on your bones or dislocated, I command it to be healed right now. in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You got that?
Yes.
God is so interested about your feet, your ankles, your bones, that he left a bunch of scriptures to prove to you and I that you and I has not to crawl. I don't need a walker because my dislocated or lame bones and ankle bones are all healed in the name of Jesus. Can we agree on this? Say amen.
Amen.
Watch this. May I have the backslider translation here, Brother Harry? A little crazy, but clear the path for... So no one will trip and fall. So no one will step in a hole and sprain an ankle. So enough of this nonsense. You come in church dragging yourself. Are we together here? And I know that some of us are not there yet, not because we don't believe, but because we have never been taught about this. I mean, some of this stuff, elementary stuff that we're teaching here, some folks came and said, you are a crazy, don't say the rest. Yeah, that's all right. I'll take that. Although I'm not crazy, I'm crazy for Jesus. I've been all my life in church. Nobody ever said anything like this. So you've been in the wrong church. That's all. You're in the wrong church. It's on the book. So because you are a little bit mature, don't mean that you have to be crawling to church, dragging yourself to church. Clear the path for long distance runners so no one will trip and fall. So tell your neighbor, I declare that you will not trip and neither fall, nor fall. You will not trip nor fall. Tell your neighbor, I declare that you will not have a sprain on your ankle.
I declare that you will not have a sprain
on your ankle.
In Jesus' name.
Folks, this is the word of God. On the same subject, the fact that you're a little mature in age doesn't mean that you have to be fainting. Isaiah 40, verse 31, has a powerful word for those who are afraid of being fainting. I want you to read it with me. But those who wait on the Lord
shall renew their strength.
They shall mount up with wings like eagles. Reach out to your neighbor and say, goodbye, weariness.
Goodbye, fainting.
In the name of Jesus. You don't have to accept this. Plain and simple. You don't have to accept this. You don't have to walk heads down because of what a physician said, or because of what somebody in the medical field said, or because of one of your friends or family said. God's will is for you to wake up chest high, not in proud, but in glory, knowing that you, God, will keep you up. And here's the proof. Now, watch this. May I have the backslider translation here, Brother Harry? Watch this. It's nuts. But those who wait upon God, come on, say amen.
Amen.
Ask your neighbor, have you got your dose of fresh strength today? You got your dose of fresh strength today? The New Living Translation is a little kind of crazy, yet still worth reading. But those who trust in the Lord will find they will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. There's new strength available for you on a daily basis. Don't take anything less. And I'm going to wrap up using one word scriptures. God don't want you as a Bible-believing person walk heads down. God does not want you to walk heads down. Psalms 84:11 says the following. Read it with me. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk
uprightly.
Lift up your chest. Walk uprightly. God's not going to withhold any good thing, especially healing, from those who are walking uprightly before his face. Are you with me?
Amen.
I'm going to do a quick prayer here. And if you care to go along with it, pray along with me.
Father God,
in the name of Jesus,
I resolve
to believe in your word.
You
said in the beginning of this service for me to bring words. And I'm bringing your word back to you.
I declare
that I have
healthy legs
and healthy foot.
My feet will not stumble.
And I will not fall. I further declare
that the nerves,
the ligaments,
the tendons,
the muscles,
and the bones
of my body,
and in my legs,
and in my feet,
are strong and healthy.
Body of mine,
I command you
to be well
and totally functional
in the name of Jesus.
I declare
I will walk,
I will jog,
I will run,
and not fall,
and not stumble,
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.